Like other areas in central New York, emergency responders in Jefferson County were alarmed over the summer when they had to deal with a growing number of bath salts users. Now, as WRVO's Joanna Richards reports, both police and hospital officials in Watertown say cases are down sharply.
Elected officials began to take notice of the bath salts trend this summer. A federal ban on the drugs in July was followed by a nationwide raid led by the Drug Enforcement Administration on manufacturing facilities and retail outlets. DEA agents seized chemicals in Watertown and throughout the region. In August, the New York State Department of Health issued regulations to crack down on the drugs. And now Jefferson County is working on its own potential ban on bath salts. Jefferson County Sheriff John Burns says the enforcement efforts are working.
Certainly by closing down some of these shops around the city here, that's certainly showed a big decrease in it. Just getting it off the streets so that these people can't obtain it is gonna slow it down.
Krista Kittle of Samaritan Medical Center in Watertown says the drop in bath salts cases there has been remarkable.
We actually saw a dramatic drop in the cases that presented to the emergency department, going from the 3 to 5 a day at its peak to nowadays with no cases presenting. So this quick action by the law enforcement and our elected officials really has made a tremendous impact on the emergency department.
Even with some relief now, Sheriff Burns thinks he hasn't seen the last of the bath salts trend. Burns says if there's money to be made, people are going to keep making and selling the drugs. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.